Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
I don't know how to turn this thing off. Oh, there we go. All right. Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday to you. My name is Ryan Adragna. I am filling in for our lovely host, Elisa. She is on vacation, as everyone and their brother knows. Today is Thursday. What is it, September? Yeah, September 6th. That's a great way to start the show. I don't even know what month it is. So so welcome, everybody, to Eric's Hour of Enlightenment. Tonight, along with me, we have our hosts, Jennifer Dorn and Denise Morissette-Ramon. And the topic is how to heal from betrayal. But before we get started on that, let's turn over to both these ladies and let them introduce themselves.
Denise, go ahead. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Denise Ramon. I'm an intuitive medium / healer. Been doing this, I say, born this way. And I live in Houston with Eric, and I'm glad to be a part of this today. Thanks.
Welcome, Denise.
Right. Hey, everybody. Psychic medium Jennifer Dorn. I am a psychic medium, natural born, and you can find me at psychicmediumjenniferdorn.com.
Awesome. And hello, once again, my name is Ryan Adragna, and I am an artificial energy healer. No, just kidding. I just thought I'd throw that out there. my healing gets worse as the week gets longer. I'm not an artificial healer. I'm a born healer and working on my intuitive medium skills, and you can find me on healingthroughspirit.com or my email healingthroughspirit@gmail.com. And so thank you very much, everyone, for joining in tonight. We've got this great topic to talk about tonight, and hoping Eric can chime in on how to heal from betrayal. I mean, that's a big subject. I mean, because, you know, in my mind, betrayal, you know, if you don't get over it, it could lead to retribution or even worse, things like that. I mean, you know, what's your guys' opinion on that, on how to heal from betrayal? Does anybody want to start, or did you want me to keep on rambling here?
I'll start if you're finished. This Denise. You know, betrayal is a big topic for me as well, because I had some betrayal within my family years ago, and it took me a while to get rid of it. And one of the things that even Eric was the one that helped showed me this, along with my guides, is that the betrayal that we experience is really not about us. It's about the other person, place, or thing. But it's how we perceive it, is that we make it about us. And what it is it's an opportunity for us to allow things to surface and to come out and heal. And that's the only reason why it's affecting us that way, as we feel as betrayal, because it's bringing up a familiar feeling that's already there. And when we can stop looking at it as the other person is the blame, they're the ones that did something wrong, and look at it and go, oh, wow, I really feel like I've been taken advantage of, or I feel really, you know, betrayed, or whatever the emotion is, because there's a lot of emotions in just being betrayed. Then we can start to heal and let go of it. And we realize that it's not really about us. It's about the other person and their story and what they're doing. And it's a time for us to start working and healing some more layers within our own self, because there's something better on the other side once we get through that. Always. There's always something better getting on the other side. But sometimes we like to stay in it. I know I did. I liked staying in that blaming the other person. How could they? I could take them to court.
Yeah, so what I'm getting with that is that you're absolutely right. Sometimes people do like to hold on to an emotion and a feeling that actually brings negativity into our lives, sadness, grief, anger, betrayal, because it's like that feels tangible. What Eric is saying is that feels tangible, those feelings. Like if I let this go, that means I'm okay with what has happened. And so then if you extend this out for a long period of time, what he says is then you just get comfortable with that feeling in regards to that situation. Then you don't know how to change it. You don't know how to let it go because it's, you know, baggage that you packed up and carried with you. And it's like, well, wait a second. I have felt this way for 2 years about this situation. How can I all of a sudden feel differently about it? And he's saying in regards to like, you know, looking at it from the other person's perspective, we truly don't ever know what is going on with somebody else and what their thought process is. And Eric is saying it actually, oftentimes people don't mean for what they do. If you feel betrayed by somebody, their intentions was not to set out to betray you most often. It's just they were doing what they felt was right for them, and it, you know, ended up kind of screwing you over. And it's hard to imagine when you're so angry with somebody and so upset with somebody that maybe this wasn't actually what their intention was. And it's just so hard to get past that some people never do. But he did say, in particular with betrayal, because that's the topic today, he said that is one of the experiences we come here to learn about.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. You know, and I guess I'll start my little, what my thoughts on are as I'm channeling my spirit team right now. And the first thing that I wrote down on my little notes here is I was trying to write fast here. Love bites, love bleeds. And that reminded me of that old, I don't want to say it's old 1980s Def Leppard song, Love Bites, mm-hmm. Love Bleeds. It's that old heavy metal song. But point being is that betrayal is an attack on the heart chakra, your fourth chakra. And as an energy healer, I've dealt with many people who've had their chakras damaged so much as you picture a car crash. You're like, That car is so total, it's beyond recognition. You'll never get it back on the highway again. It's so destroyed because of betrayal that it's just total. I mean, you'll never get over it. And that's why they say some people die of a broken heart because they never got over betrayal. And that's quite literally true because all that negative energy that person absorbed from the betrayal just literally destroyed their heart. Because the negative energies manifest into something physical, and before you know it, you've got heart disease, you've got heart problems, and that is a fact. You know, everything manifests until it becomes a very serious issue, and then it's too late. They've already crossed the Rubicon. So the idea of how do you heal from betrayal is to kind of nip it in the butt before it becomes an issue. So if you got high blood pressure, if you get headaches, a lot of migraines, a lot of telltale times, because, you know, all your chakras are spin out like wheels. So one chakra affects the next chakra, which affects the other chakras, like dominoes. It goes back and forth, and, you know, up and down. And so you heal from betrayal by just, first of all, loving yourself and saying, you know what, this person wronged me. I don't know if I'm okay with it right now, but I love myself enough to be okay with the fact that, they made me cry. I hurt. But maybe that was something I signed up for before I came into this lifetime to deal with and to work out, to flesh out. And after I've cried a river, I feel better. I say, you know what? I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'll be damned if I make that mistake. I'll be damned if I get my heart run over again. And so we build up boundaries to protect ourselves. to heal from betrayal. And you know, and a lot of the callers, a lot of the listeners, and whatnot are empaths, like the three of us are. The hardest thing about betrayal is that if you're an empath, it hurts, and it hurts deep. And most, I would say 8 to 9 times out of 10, the person who betrays you is a narcissist. I mean, they've got an emotion of, I'm not even too sure a narcissist has emotions. If they do, I've never seen a narcissist cry before in my life. I know a couple of them. I mean, you can tell them something awful, they'll be like, yeah, okay, whatever, dude. And then you tell me something awful. What's that?
They'll cry to manipulate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, but you guys both bring up good points on you know, how in healing from betrayal, I'll just remind, you know, in my opinion, that's not like a light switch. Sometimes it takes 40, 50 years. Sometimes it's one lesson a person has to learn for their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could come from a loved one. It could come from a relative. It could come from a job. You were expecting to be promoted. It didn't happen. Why? Because Johnny betrayed you. He did something, and you got screwed. It hurts, and it's life-affecting. You know?
Yeah, it is, and so I hear Eric saying it's about forgiveness, and then forgiveness, he shows me forgiveness for both, not just for the person that, as we view it as wronged us, betrayed us, but it's also forgiveness within yourself. Eric says that's what it's really about. It's an opportunity to start forgiving yourself, because there's it's easy to like the nice parts of you for the most part. He says not everybody can like even the nice parts of themselves, but he says it's easier to like the nice parts of ourselves. But he says, you know, it's about forgiveness, learning how to love all parts of ourselves, the bad, the good, and the indifferent, if you want to label it a label, you know. And he says it's really an opportunity for the person that feels betrayed to heal within, and and when he says forgiveness, he goes, it's not about letting that, he's saying, little effort go and get off the hook. It's about letting go of the emotions that are attached to it that stop you from breathing. And he says, and what it does is it puts up walls. And you think you're putting up boundaries, but you're putting up walls. And he says there's a big difference between a healthy boundary and a wall.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, definitely. Yep. He keeps showing me this image that's relevant to me, so I'm going to share this story. And it is from a book, and I'm not sure of the book, but I will research it, and I'll make sure it ends up on the blog or the Facebook page or something. But it was just a story in reference to how you never truly know what somebody else is thinking and what's going through their mind. And the woman writing it, she was on a train. She was traveling by train, and there was a man in her train car, and he was traveling with a young boy, like a 3 or 4 year old boy. And he kept just letting the kid run around, and the kid was, you know, flinging himself on the ground and yelling and screaming and just kind of having, you know, some undesirable behavior. And she said, you know, the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm getting more and more irritated. And, you know, I just think what a horrible father he is. And, you know, why is he subjecting the rest of this, you know, the rest of us to this? And she said, finally, I went over and I said, you know, are you okay? Because she said, I decided I would show him some compassion, see if he needed some help. And as it turned out, his wife had passed away unexpectedly, and they were transporting her body back home. And so she said, I just, you know, I couldn't even imagine that's what he was going through until I took the time to ask him and to try to put myself in his shoes. And for whatever reason, that's very relevant tonight, because Eric kept showing me that that image.
That's very
powerful. I can see where it is. Because you don't know what the other person is going through. And that's one of the things that I learned through one of my experiences was I took the situation so darn personal. And I was just beside myself and just couldn't believe. And years later, the truth revealed itself, and it's like, that's when I realized it had nothing to do with me. It's about their inability to make healthy choices within their own selves. So how could I expect them to make a healthy choice within me?
Or yeah, and when you allow somebody to do that, their learning and growth, you know, is also hindered, but so is yours. When you hang on to that stuff, your ability to learn and to grow past that has slowed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that's all good stuff. There's nothing more that I could add to that personally. Well, ladies, we have a list of callers here, so are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get started here. Area code 865, you're on the air. Can we get your name and where you're from, please?
Hey, this is Beth from Tennessee.
Beth from Tennessee, welcome to the Channeling Eric show. How can we help you?
I don't really have a specific question. I was just going to see what advice Eric could give me for my life at this time.
All righty.
I guess.
Jennifer,
specific things I could
do. Yeah, Denise, do you have anything here?
Eric says that you have that you're really referencing when you say you don't have anything, but Eric says you have a specific area that you're really thinking about when you ask that question. And he says, what he's telling me is that be real clear on it, on what it is, that area, because he's telling me there's a certain area is what you're asking about. And just to, like, jot down, like, your direction on where you or what you're wanting with it and where you're wanting to go, because he's showing me that you're not real sure which way to go with it. And he says, just write it down. And he says, either way you go, it's not a bad way. But he says it's more about you making a commitment to yourself about the direction that you're wanting to go in.
Okay. Any advice on the direction I should take? Or how to figure that out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So right now, it's like, you know, some people don't find their passion and, you know, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes people years to find their passion. He is telling you that you have not found your passion yet.
Right.
And he's also saying some people never find their passion in a lifetime. However, he is saying that you will find a passion. You will find your passion. And he's also saying, like, work on commitment. Work on your commitment to stuff, just in general, okay? But right now, it's not the time for you to find your passion. Sorry. He says it's going to be a few more years till you find that thing that you're truly, truly passionate about. I know, but just remember, some people never find it. So,
right.
And he's saying that you will. So you just keep going. And in the meantime, work on commitment. Work on commitment. I don't mean like with relationships. I just mean in general. When you say,
mm-hmm.
when you commit to something, follow through with it, okay?
Yep, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
All right, you guys
right.
have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. We have area code, hold on, computer, there we go, area code 805, you're on the air. Can we have your name and your name and where you're from, please?
Hi, Ryan, this is Tiki, and I'm from Washington State, Spokane.
Tiki, how are you?
I'm good. I was wondering how you guys are doing tonight.
Good.
Doing well.
That's good. This is, I'm sorry. I forgot your name, Eric's translator. I'm sorry.
Well, they're both Denise and myself, Jennifer. So,
Hi, Denise.
That work with Eric.
Yeah. Hi. I'm Kiki. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
That's good. I'm having a good day, too. I'm just calling because I have some questions, Ryan, for one or two, both of the mediums, if they want to, and Eric, if they want to answer the question that I have. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tiki.
Okay. I have been very interested in this case that had happened in north of Denver in Frederick, Colorado with this. I'm sure I don't know if any of you've heard it. This woman came home from a business trip and was her babies had, I guess he threw them in oil tanks and he killed them, but it wasn't a gory killing. I don't know how it was. But it was, I think, a strangulation. My intuition tells me that the kids, I just want to know if they're okay. They crossed over because they're kind of like the same age as my daughter and my son-in-law, which have a very rough relationship. So I'm wondering if the girls and the mother are okay and they crossed over and made it to the other side.
He killed her too, correct?
He killed her. She was pregnant and the two babies.
Yeah.
Yes, he did, ma'am. So
what Eric is saying is that they crossed over immediately. They went right over, no confusion, and they were right there and well taken care of immediately when they got there.
Okay, so does she understand? Shannon understand? She's not confused or anything like that?
No. Eric says no. They none of them were confused. They were all and the baby as well. The baby as well.
Oh, wow. Because I was heard that a lot of people get confused when they pass in traumatic situations like that. That's why. Do you know what I mean?
And absolutely. For whatever reason, with this particular case, I feel as though because of all the children involved, is what I'm being made to feel. Because of all the children involved, it was like there wasn't that confusion. I'm not really quite sure why, but because of the children, and because of the carrying of the child, it was smooth, immediate, no confusion.
Yeah, so she Eric, didn't. My question, another question. I'm sorry, go on.
Eric says that this is very much contract, and that's why they just knew where to go immediately. It was no confusion at all, as Jennifer said. It was very contracted and. He makes me feel like a good portion of us are going to understand the contract down the road as to why.
Okay, so she didn't kill her children. I mean, you can't kill your children when you're not alive, right?
No, she didn't, because she was first. She died first, and then the children.
Okay, yeah. I just pray for them, and I just put in love to them because I feel sorry because she was so excited about things on that I saw. I didn't know what was going on at home, though. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I didn't know if this
Eric
was going
says
on.
They're excited. Eric says they're excited now on the other side.
Okay, so they're all healed. Do you know what I mean? So trauma, you don't carry it on to the other side?
No, you don't take that physical trauma with you. No. Mm-hmm. All that physical and emotional trauma that you don't take that with you.
Okay. I was just wondering if everything was okay. I don't know why it's bothering me so bad. Can you ask Eric why it bothers me so bad? I don't understand why.
Yeah, you have a soul connection to this group of people who died.
Mm-hmm.
You have a soul connection.
Yeah, I feel. I just feel really sad, and I was in this group, and they just don't believe in these things, and you know, they think it's evil, like my daughter, you know. I don't know how this could be evil. I've been following Eric for so long, so. But anyway, Ryan, okay, guys, you know what? So they're at peace, and that makes me feel really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, hey,
okay, Ryan.
I was just going to say really quick before I forget because I wrote this down. Do you mind if, or go ahead, you can talk first. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was wanting to know what you thought.
Sometimes there are past life carryovers, you know, but with contracts, things can get a little murky and dirty water, stuff like that. Tell you what, it was a contract for them, but it's an experience for you because now you're feeling, now you've got some unwanted energies in your core that you need to get rid of, and you can do them self-care wise, or I wrote a note down to contact you after the show so we can talk about this offline, and I can get you squared away. But understand this, Tiki, that there are multiple contracts, but it was because you were kind of the witness looking in from the outside saying, oh my God, look all this stuff that happened. And even though it had nothing to do with you, you still experienced it. It's like experiencing a shooting live where you're not the shooter, you're not the victim, but you still experience it. You're still traumatized, right?
I feel like was my sister or my daughter or something, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to just share this story. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
No, I was just going to say, so what you just need to do is have the experience of what they went through from a contractual standpoint to be cleared from your energy fields, and then you're golden, okay? It's that simple.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, you contact me if you want to. I mean, I'm open for you anytime. So what were you saying, Jennifer?
I was going to say I've actually had a similar experience to this, and I, at the time, didn't understand what was happening, and one of my other friends told me the Sandy Hook shooting, which I could still barely say it without tearing up, school shooting that happened a few years ago. I was literally so devastated by that, I couldn't get out of bed for like 5 days. It was really, really bad. And I didn't understand it because I didn't know anybody there. And then one of my other psychic medium friends said, no, you had one of your soulmates was there, somebody that you didn't know in this lifetime, but they were there. That's why you feel it so deeply. And so that was helpful for me. But then I also, you know, like I said some prayers and I lit a couple candles and I said goodbye, even though I didn't know that soul here. I still grieved for that soul as if I did, and that was helpful for me, and that might be something that will be helpful for you as well.
Okay. And I had a soul contract? I mean, or no, not a soul contract, but a past life connection?
Uh-huh.
Like what type?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
To somebody in that group, you had a very strong soul connection. So this is one of those things where when it is your time to go, you're going to know who that soul was, and you're going to understand this exactly. For what it is. It's just you didn't know them in this lifetime. But a very strong soul connection.
Well,
yeah.
I just wish the world would in a situation like that, would just walk out the door. I mean, seriously, anybody. I mean, but anyway, it's just sad. What is it supposed to teach us? What does it teach us? What is this for to teach us? I mean, why is it so publicized? And what is it to teach us to love no matter what? Or, I don't understand, because a lot of people aren't spiritually evolved, so they don't understand that. Yeah, that there's a reason for everything on his paper.
Yeah, I mean we can talk and we can talk about this for literally hours. I mean, take a look at the Florida nightclub shooting with all the gay Florida night shooting or the Las Vegas shooting. The lesson there is bringing forth humanity to love each other. And unfortunately, it takes mass casualties and mass events like that to bring humanity together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that it happens to be that way. But I didn't mean to interject there. Tiki, go ahead and reach out to me. We have 16, 17 more callers to get to before 30 minutes.
It was lovely
reach out
talking to
me, and we'll work together.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We'll just get to as many callers as we get to.
Yep. All right. Area code 720, you are in the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, you're in here. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Lucy, North Glen, Colorado.
Hi,
welcome
Lucy.
To the show, Lucy.
Hi. I want to, well, first of all, hi to all of you. And I was just wanted to ask Eric. I had a friend that passed away the 4th of August due to cancer. And I just want to know if he has anything for me. I wanted to know how he's doing.
Denise, do you want to go?
Sure. What I'm getting from this person is that he's doing well. You know, he's good because he's showing me like our body is like wearing a onesie pajama, and it's like he unzipped it, and his soul, you know, his soul crossed over, and so whatever he had here in this human life didn't go with him. He left it, like taking off a onesie. He's showing me.
Okay.
He wants you to know that he's okay. You know, he's okay. He's home is what he keeps saying. He's home.
Mhm. Okay. It felt a little guilty that I tried finding out about his services and his viewing and all that stuff so that I could come join the family, but unfortunately, it seems like everything happened way too fast, too quickly. So I didn't have a choice to, you know, to go because they almost seemed like they almost kept it private. And so I just feel there's a little guilt in me that we became distant after my marriage when we were like, you know, we went to middle school together, high school together. He stood up at my wedding. We worked together. And then we got kind of distant. So then I didn't see him and I didn't talk to him for a while. And then when I found out, you know, I guess cancer was really advanced that he like passed fast.
Mm-hmm. He said, yes, he wanted it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wanted to pass fast. And he says in the way, the ceremony was very closed off in that. And he says that was the family's way of protecting themselves because there's a lot of pain in there. And there's a lot of pain within the family prior to that as well. But he says, if you feel a strong need to still honor him and his crossing, mm-hmm. he says you can find a quiet space and light a candle and and whatever it was you would have done at the service, you can do it there in your quiet space. And he said, he says you can, you know, communicate with him, just talk to him. He will definitely talk with you back. I feel like he will let you know somehow or another. You'll know you're not just talking to the walls when you're talking to him. He will definitely let you know. But he says, he's laughing. He's saying he didn't miss anything at the service is what he's saying.
Oh,
So don't feel guilty. He says you didn't miss anything.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. I know that his wife had passed 4 years prior, so now they're both over there, I hope.
Of course.
And I know that they left three younger boys behind, and I was a little concerned about the boys because I know that on his side of the family, both mom and dad are already gone. They already crossed over. So I was just wondering about their boys also, who their well-being, who's taking care of them, who's watching after them.
Yeah, he tells me that was already prearranged, that there's people taking care of them, and that was, there was, I feel like he made arrangements for that.
prior to his passing. Like there was some form of arrangement. He said his kids aren't orphaned. There was definitely a plan put in place. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Thank you so much for helping out.
Oh, thank you.
Mhm. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Next we have area code 408. You are the air. Do we have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Area code 408, do we have your name and where you're calling
from? Yes, I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
We can see your name, please.
My name is Serena.
Hey, Serena, how's it going?
Serena.
Hello, I'm good. Hello. I know I...
Not a first-time caller, right?
I know, first-time caller. I just happened to just listen to you, and I'm like, okay, call in this time. Okay, I'll call in. And I always seem to get in, so I'm very blessed.
Yeah.
I just wanted to focus your energy on my son, Cameron. He seems a bit lost right now, and I don't know when he's going to. He's always a strong soul, and I don't know how to help him.
You know what? You know what, Eric? Eric keeps saying this to me. It's that saying, it's like, not all who wander are lost. And he's saying that's kind of more what fits with your son. It might look like he's lost, but he's just trying to find himself.
Okay.
And it might look like he's lost, but he's not. And this is his journey, and he's got to see where it takes him. And he's also kind of like, you've done everything you could. You've done what you could do. You've done what you could do, and it's just you kind of have to watch from the sidelines a bit now.
Yeah, it concerns me because California legalizes marijuana, so he says, Mom, I could smoke it because it's legal. So I just wanted to know from Eric or if he will stop that.
Well, as it sits right now, no. But that does not mean that he might not change his mind later, you know?
Okay.
Eric says it's you're worrying a lot more than the situation warrants. Do you understand that? But he says you're a worrier anyway. So,
okay. Then.
If you didn't have this to worry about, you'd worry about something else.
Very true. Very true.
So that, for you, that might be something to look at as far as what lessons could I be paying attention to, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll let him go on his way. He'll find his own way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, what is that? Unmuted? Muted? Fine. What's that? You're muted. You are muted. You have dead air. It's a bad thing.
What?
I'm not muted.
What's going on?
I know.
Who is that? Who is that on the line? Did we lose Ryan? Ryan, are you there? Okay, so sometimes something happens with the board and the person running the board, we can't hear them. I'm not sure, Ryan, if you can hear us. Who can
hear
me?
I'm right here. Yep, I'm right here now. Yes, sorry about that. Area code 650. You're on the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Nancy, and I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area also. So thank you for taking my call. I'll make it quick because I know there's people that are dying to get on. hi. So I have a question. I don't know if it's because I was born on Benjamin Franklin's birthday, but I always loved inventing things. And I have a regular full-time job, but I'm always thinking of things I want to invent and start a business. So I want to ask Eric, first of all, should I do this? should I move into that area of my life and actually pursue one of the things I want to market, or is this just going to complicate my life and I'm not going to make enough money that it's worth it? And then if so, if I should move in that direction, what are the three, I have three items I'm thinking about. Which of the ones should, which of them should I pursue maybe first or just even so before I, because, you know, it sound, always sounds better than it is. I just want to make sure that I'm, if I go down that hole, that rabbit hole, that I'm doing the right thing, or you may just say, no. Nah. Anyway, if you could ask him, I'd appreciate it. Well, I already asked him, I guess.
Denise, do you want to go or?
Eric says, sure, Jennifer. Eric says to pick the one that is your, like your, it's, he says you have like a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. He says pick your plan A, because your plan A is where your true heart is in that and your true passion. And he says you're going to be able, he said definitely go in that direction of the invention part of your life. He says because you're not going to stop wanting to do that, because that is your passion. So you're always going to be going in that direction. And he says you can follow that and make it come into fruition too, to go down. But he says stick with the one that really got your heartstrings attached to it. He says because that's at all. He says because, and keep focusing on that. He says you can tinker around with the other two, but stay with the one that your heartstrings are attached to, because that vibration, that energy that you put into that is going to help you, and you're going to draw the people, places, and things into your life that will help get that going for you. But Eric says that when I don't ever make predictions, but Eric is saying that we'll hear about you, because you're going to be like one of the first women to do something of whatever it is that you're doing.
Oh, interesting.
And he says you'll be very profitable at it.
Okay.
Don't think of it as a rabbit hole, though, because you're not going down a hole.
Okay. Great. That's really wonderful. I don't know that I'd be the first person to ever do, you know, to invent something, but
Whatever it is you're doing.
Okay. I read something the other day that says if you're not creating, if you're not making the world a better place, then you're just taking up space. So we were sent here to create, and I thought maybe I need to finally pursue those inventions. So then I leave the world a better place with, you know, if you make it a little easier place. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Eric. I'll let you know how it goes.
Awesome.
Thanks,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen. All righty. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 540, you are on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, hi. My name is Lucy. I'm from Virginia, and I'm thrilled to be on the air. My question is, well, my father's grandmother was a lady named Sarah Morris. She died in 1931, and I knew virtually nothing about her. She was a governess who married into a wealthy family, and the family shunned her after that. And there's almost nothing known about her. My grandmother, that's her daughter, hired a detective after she died and everything, and we've gone to Ancestry.com, and she's a total mystery. Can you, like, bring her in and see what she might want to tell me?
Yeah, okay. So what Eric is
Sarah
saying
Morris.
Is she is a mystery, and I have her energy here as well. She is a mystery, but it's more about, number one, the time, the time in which she lived, but also that she was sheltered and, like, hidden away, kind of. So I don't know if it has to do with the wealthy, it has to do with the wealthy family, this wealthy family, and kind of, I don't know, being protected, and there really isn't a lot of information about her. However, she does give me the feeling that you have a lot of her personality. So even though she was living kind of this, I don't know, this life that she lived, like she was a very free spirit, a very independent person. And, mm-hmm. and she's saying that is how you are too.
Yes.
Like you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you move forward no matter how many times you fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And she says you get that from her.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't guess there's anything else she wants to share with me.
Well, there's just not going to be any tangible physical information that you're going to really be able to find about
yeah, okay.
her here.
Mm-hmm.
But you can talk directly to her. She said you can talk directly to me.
And how would I do that in a nutshell?
In a meditative state.
Okay.
Sit down to meditate and choose something that you want to get information on when you do sit down, what her favorite color was. Just pick something
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
set that intention before you do your meditation and then
mm-hmm.
just meditate and see what comes.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Next, we have area code 407. You are on the air. Can we have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with the...
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Can we get your name and your calling from, please?
Oh, sure. Sue, and I'm from Florida. And
I have a question.
Hey, Jennifer. I have a question for Ryan tonight with
uh-oh.
The chakras. Yeah. if you have a thyroid issue, does that block your throat chakra?
Hold on here. Let me, my spirit team's at Starbucks are off duty because I'm running the board here. Let me see if I can connect to you. Sue, is that your birth? Is that your birth name? Your first name?
Well, Susan, really.
It's not like Paul or, okay. Well, sometimes people use handles and, if on the radio, the reason why I'm asking, not trying to be insulting, is when I connect to people telepathically, I need birth names. So Sue is your birth name. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Thyroid.
I'm gonna just jump in real quick. Ryan, do you need the first name of the person with the thyroid issue?
I'm not sure if it's you, Sue.
No, it is me. It is me.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. No, it is.
They're telling me that it. Okay, here, hold on. Let me connect you telepathically. So you've had the inability to speak your truth for quite some time, which is associated with
course.
your throat chakra, okay, Sue? And that's been
right.
that's been a bleed up from your fourth chakra, okay?
Okay.
And that's kind of remember the old movie Backdraft with Kurt Russell back in the early 1990s.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Backdraft. It kind of what they're telling me is that it kind of backed up into that area. And this is not something that you should be concerned with, but it is unwanted energy in that area. Hold on here. I was not prepared
right.
to do this. I told the ladies I wasn't going to channel tonight, so I'm a little
okay.
You caught me on stage with my shorts down here. Hold on. let's see here. You know what? I'm also picking up some iciness in my second, third chakra area with you. Right below your rib cage and some discomfort down there.
No.
Uh, drinking a little bit of Pepto-Bismol, IBS, something like that. I don't know. Hold on. You're so thyroid. Why the hell? I want you to, okay, this may not be the time or place to do this because we have 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Because I literally was not prepared to channel for this session tonight. I'm just pinch hitting for Lisa, so I wasn't prepared to do this. Tell you what, I might be able to give you a better reading on your energy fields because you're kind of blocking me right now. I'm having a hard time reading you, and that's through no fault of your own. It's just your defenses are so high right now. You're kind of being push offish through no fault of your own. So if you heard me in the beginning of the show, do you have my email?
I could get it off the blog or from Jennifer.
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple. It's healingthroughspirit@gmail.com. And I apologize,
okay.
too. I just
I didn't know if that was damaged because I have thyroid issues.
It's a little bit more complex than that. It takes a lot of ingredients to make a cookie, and it takes a lot more ingredients to make a bad cookie. So why don't we figure this out offline and take it from there.
Okay.
And I want to get you justice, but like I said, I was a little caught off guard here. My apologies. I'm 3 shades of red right now.
No worries. And Jennifer, John is good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
As long as he's good. And
all right.
Denise, I don't really know you. But, right. Thank you so much. And you guys have a great night.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Okay. All right. Wow, I didn't think I'd be doing that. Let me get back to my senses here. Wow. Hold on here. Hope I don't get discombobulated here. Spirit team, please back off. Okay. Area code 360. You are on the air. Can I get your name and your number? Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Well, hello. With your
Hello.
Pants down, huh? I just had to throw that in there. Hi, this is Tara. I'm calling from Washington.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Eric. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Hello.
So I was wondering about my chakras too, but I will skip that question. And I just want to know, Eric, is there anything that is new for me? Any new messages or anything? Because I know that we're running out of time.
Yeah, Denise, you do energy work. Do you do chakra stuff like this? Could you maybe answer a question like that?
I can, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to ask your chakra question?
Yeah.
Just, do I have any chakras blocked?
Blocked? when you say blocked, it's... they're not blocked, but I think that Eric has shown me that think of it as, like you go take your car every 3,000-5,000 miles and get your tires rotated.
Yeah.
And he says, look at it as the same, like not you take your chakras in every 3,000-5,000 miles, but but they always, our chakras just need tuning, you know. And he says, and you can do that through, he says, there's people, of course, that can do that. He said, do you have crystals? Because he's telling me, use your crystals. Do you have crystals that you use?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Because he's saying to use your crystals. He says, you don't have to have, the certain crystal for these certain, he says, it's your intentions, your intent, what you want with the chakra, with the crystal to whatever chakra it goes on. And he says, because you're very good at that. He's telling me you're very intuitive.
Yes, thank you.
And he says, you can feel. He says, you'll be able to feel.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for holding the fort down.
Thank you. That's Ryan. Ryan and Jennifer.
Yes, well, thank you for holding the fort down.
Latar doesn't know us. He's running the board in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
All
thank
right.
You
well,
so
thank
much
you so much.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We have one. I think we have time for one more caller here. Area code 414. You are in the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Aaron from Sun City, Arizona.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
Yeah.
Good. It's hot. It's pretty hot here. Should I get right to my question?
Yeah.
Okay. Earlier this year in December, Denver, Colorado, a friend of mine was murdered. And I got immediate flashes when I heard the news. So I'll share with you what I got so you guys don't get in trouble if we solve this murder. Is that okay?
Yeah, you got to be quick, though.
Yeah,
okay,
we have less than 4 minutes.
All right, I got a motorcycle. I got a red and white helmet or red and white motorcycle. The letter R is in Romeo. Letter N is in November on the license plate. I got a British bulldog, a canine, you know, like a dog. And then I looked it up in Google, and there happens to be a bar nearby called the British Bulldog. And his name is, the deceased name is Brad. I was just wondering if Eric could tell me anything or tell me just how he's doing. If it was just, what kind of murder was this? Was it just a random killing or was this
no vengeance
kind of killing?
He knew who did it. And I honestly, that's all I'm going to be able to get. I don't like to do a whole lot of this, but I am very clearly being told your friend knew who did it, but he is okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you guys again. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Have a good
You're
one.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Well, we don't have enough time for another caller. We've got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Great conversation tonight with both of you. Thank you so much for being on the air. In closing, maybe we can just, for the benefit of the callers and listeners, Denise and Jennifer, give your credentials again, please, and we can take it from there and everyone have a good night.
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
You're so sweet, Jennifer. I can be contacted at Denise Ramon, RAMON.com.
Right. And you can find me at Psychic Medium Jennifer Doran, DORAN.com. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you both.
And, thank you both for joining. And again, my name is Ryan Dragna, energy healer and misfit. You can find me on Healings Through Spirit, healingsthroughspirit.com, and email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone, so much for